On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, ProPresenter import, mass conversion, and messages in ProPresenter 6. Hi, and welcome again to the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your church tech questions, so just do that below the video. Now, if you're listening to the audio podcast, which is a good way to do it as well, by the way, head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/subscribe and choose which or all the shows to subscribe to, if you're subscribed that way. No problem, just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA, short for Church TechCast, questions and answers. CTCQA, leave your question under one of those shows. That's a great way to do it. Okay, Shanita Lewis on YouTube, who left it under the video, asked, can you take songs from Easy Worship and import them into ProPresenter? The answer is no, not directly. Now, it seems like there was a utility someone cooked up that could do a conversion, and it went through a third party and kind of some craziness, but I think that you could do it that way. The other way is what I'm going to recommend, and that is export them as text files and then import the text into ProPresenter, and that should work fine. Now, in response to my answer, which was what that was, because I don't wait until I record a video to answer these things. I answer them one-on-one. She asked, can I convert text in Easy Worship in mass, or will I have to do it song by song? That I don't know. I haven't used Easy Worship since probably 2005. Which I think then was Easy Worship 2003. I could be wrong. So since I haven't, I frankly don't remember. But if you're watching this video and you know the answer, or you know an easy way to convert an Easy Worship library to ProPresenter, just leave that comment below the video or over on trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA. Either way, and then I'll get this answer to her. Okay, Lloyd D. on trinitydigitalmedia.com. See, he did the other way. Says, hey, Paul, in your post, and then he lists one of my videos, you showed how to send a message from one computer, from another computer, or even iPhone. Then you stated that you could send messages using an Android phone, too. Is this correct? As I can't seem to get it to work on my Samsung, but I can on my iPhone. Well, to answer that question, it should work. It's just a web page. So make sure that you're on the same network. There's no sort of firewall, no sort of third-party thing that's blocking it, because that web page will not traverse over the internet. It's just a local page. So if you're on a different network or there's a subnet mask that gets in the way, etc., that could cause that problem. So make sure that all that information is the same. Make sure you're not like on the on your iPhone, you're on the production Wi-Fi, and then on your Samsung, it was a Samsung, right? Yes, it was. On your Samsung, you're on the public Wi-Fi that's not connected to each other. If that's the case, that could cause that problem. So I don't see why it wouldn't work unless there's something inside the Android phone that is like a it's like a firewall, or there's a firewall setting in the Mac. I just can't think of a reason why that wouldn't work. So report back. Okay, the other issue we're having is that when we send a message from another computer or iPhone, it only stays up on the ProPresenter computer for about 5 seconds before disappearing. So if the ProPresenter operator doesn't click it in time, there's a prayer on or something, then it's gone after 5 seconds. Can one lengthen the time it stays? Yes, actually, I believe you can. And this is something inside of OS X. If you go to preferences and then notifications, the type of notification matters. So the default notification for this automatically goes away after 5 seconds. There is another one where you have to click accept or decline or something like that, and that sucker will stay up as long as necessary. So I'd just change it over to that. When I emailed you, I told you what OS X called it, but that's what I would do. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope that that was one of your church tech questions, and if not, don't worry. You can just leave it under the video or head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/CTCQA. If you like this content, you'd probably like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and pick up your copy of one of 5 church tech gifts that I have for your viewing pleasure. You can decide which is the appropriate one for you, and a free subscription to my email newsletter, which I send out about weekly. Also, while you're there, head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/store. Picking up some of those resources helps support this show. And what's really exciting is you can pick up all of them for much less than they would be individually just by subscribing to Church Tech U. Now, that can be either a monthly price or a yearly price. The annual price, not that expensive and much cheaper per day. It's about 54 cents. So for 54 cents a day, you can pick up all my church tech resources, including the new ones that I'm working on right now. In fact, I've got a book that's about half done that will be only available there, at least at first. So if that helps you, by all means, head over there. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.